Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
301-230-0980, the number to reach us right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin Sheehan. As we take you up to 1 o'clock, Chris Russell will take over from there. A lot to get to here in this final hour. It'll be Burgundy and Gold-centric, 99 days away from the opening kickoff of the 2025 NFL regular season. I can't wait. I'm genuinely getting, like, goosebumps.
I want to hit the fast forward button.
You know what I'm saying?
I need it.
Can you plant me in July? I don't even want to skip ahead too far.
Yeah.
Plant me in July.
Get me to camp.
Get me popping. Get me to the joint practice against the Patriots where we're whipping their ass all up and down the streets of Boston.
I love it.
Get me there. I'm fired up, Max. I'm telling you. You can't fake this. I'm giddy. I'm geeked up because as fun as last year was, nobody expected it.
Mm-hmm.
Now having the added expectation onto it, normally, right, with teams in the past in this market that have had success, the best way to judge them, I think, in terms of what they will be over an extended period of time is how do they handle success in that immediate season following. And I think because of who is at the helm of this thing, because Dan Quinn is, to me, one of the best leaders in pro sports, they will be ready. They will be ready. If anybody knows anything about, you know, not putting the chicken before the egg, so to speak, Dan Quinn is the architect of 28-3. He's been there before. He gets what it means to be up, feel like you're on top of the world, and then have it all crash. I think those experiences that he dealt with in Atlanta, the follies that he dealt with in Dallas, all make this Washington Commander football team a hell of a lot better. And I do think they have the right people in the building that won't allow them to be complacent. They won't. Because guess what? I still think they're a disrespected, slighted football team. I do.
They've been slighted by a few people this offseason.
They have. A lot of people. Look, the first I walk out in, you know, I love me some Nick Wright. I'm a big Colin Cowherd fan. The facility sucks. The facility is probably the worst show on sports television. LeSean McCoy, James Jones, Acho, Chase Daniel.
Ugh,
I feel like quarterbacks are just good at doing the TV bit. But the topic in their A block was, is Jaden Daniels' sophomore slump inevitable? Is it inevitable? And I think that's a very interesting way to frame it, a very interesting way to look at it. Everyone feels like some sort of regression is going to come because he was that damn good a season ago. Second best EPA in the NFL in the fourth quarter. He was best when his team needed him the most. I'll never forget the Atlanta Falcons Sunday night game where he straps the team to his back like a jetpack and takes the hell off. He's got that in him. So no matter what happens up front, no matter how healthy they are at wide receiver, I got five on it. And I know what happened to C.J. Stroud. This kid's not C.J. Stroud. They may both come from the same hometown in Cali, the IE, the Inland Empire. But Jaden Daniels is different. Cut from a different cloth, as the folks like to say. But as I mentioned, a couple of people have slighted Washington this offseason to feel like, look, last year was a flash in the pan. You won a bunch of games at the buzzer. Some folks are drinking the Kool-Aid. Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football had this to say about whether or not, had this to say about who is the biggest threat to Philadelphia in the conference.
Number one, this might be a surprise, but it shouldn't be. Number one, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Heck yeah,
guys,
Kyle.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are under the radar. And Sarah, you know this.
Yep.
They smacked the Eagles last year. Look it up. They smacked them. They held Saquon in check. Baker went absolutely nuts. They also knocked the Eagles out of the playoffs the year before. Also, Nick Sirianni lost to them a few years prior when it was a different iteration of the Buccaneers. Eagles fans know that the Bucs always play them very tough. Maybe they're not the shiniest, brightest team in the league, and they don't have the exposure that maybe the Commanders had last year, and I don't have the Commanders on my list. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been a nemesis for this version of the Eagles, and I have them as number one team that the Eagles do not want to see at the end of the season. That's my list.
Kyle Brandt coming off the top rope. It's a steamy take, right? But when you really get down to the nitty-gritty of it, it's a very much improved football team in Tampa. Adding Emeka Egbuka to the wide receiver trio of Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Jalen McMillan. Like, they're all of a sudden deep as hell at that position. Trey Palmer, right? And then defensively, this is where it gets scary. You add Hassan Reddick to Kalijah Kansi and Vita Vea and Yaya Diaby and Chris Braswell. They have a very formidable front seven. A pass rush unit that honestly scares the hell out of me. It does. Now, what they have in the secondary is, right? Less than to be desired. I think they got some real issues at corner. I know they're expecting a lot out of their second-year nickel, Tyke Smith. But to say that Tampa is the biggest threat to Philadelphia in the NFC, come on, Kyle. Come on, Kyle. Now, the other two teams on his list, I think there's an argument to be made for. The other two teams on his list are the Detroit Lions and the L.A. Rams. The Detroit Lions and the L.A. Rams. I think this conversation, first and foremost, is subjective. I think it can go either which way, and I don't think there's a wrong answer. So I just feel like Kyle's not having Washington in the top three, though. And I'm hard on them because I don't want to be called biased, but y'all know I love this group. I think Washington, if it all goes well, could win the whole damn thing next year. But I also could see them taking a huge step back and being an 8-9 win team. We let you hear from Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football. Here's what Lewis Riddick of ESPN had to say about who the biggest threat to the Eagles are in the NFC.
Right now, who do you think is the biggest threat to Philadelphia in the NFC?
It's Washington, Green, because they're making all the right moves. Look, I know we want to, like, conveniently say, well, Jaden Daniels can't have another season like he had last year. Well, why not? Why can't he? Did Cliff Kingsbury go anywhere? No. Did they add some protection on the offensive line? Yeah. Laremy Tunsil and the drafting of Josh Connerly are huge. It's huge. It all started up front with them anyway. Deebo Samuel, that acquisition is huge because we know he's a multi-tool player. And we know that a guy like Jalen Lane, who they draft from Virginia Tech, he's an absolute stud in terms of his ability to add another speed component to go along with Terry McLaurin. And really, you know what? Here's the biggest thing. If they hit on Trey Amos, the corner that they draft out of Ole Miss, and we saw Washington just get obliterated in the NFC Championship game by Philadelphia through the air on the perimeter. If Trey Amos can be that dude, I'm telling you, everything is looking up for Washington. Everything is looking up.
Lewis Riddick with a super strong take on what 2025 could be for the... This is why I get fired up. This is why I get geeked up. Because that's somebody I trust. That's somebody that knows ball, that's done it professionally, that's evaluated talent, grinded tape.
In this division, might I add.
You know what I'm saying? In this organization, I believe, at a point in time.
Correct.
So, he's done it. He knows what it looks like. There is no internal bias from Lou Riddick. He also was the same guy that said last year, don't sleep on Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. He said that before the season, before they won 12 games. So when Lou Riddick talks, Linnell listens. Lou Riddick thinks they're the biggest threat to the Eagles in the conference. If all things go well, I agree with that as well, right? If all things are equal, right? In terms of health, things of that nature. And I understand it, right? This is the National Football League. If there's one thing that has tremendous variance year in, year out, is health. And last year, Washington was one of the healthier teams in the National Football League. Now, I do think part of that was their preventative maintenance and things of that nature. They earned the right to not have injuries last year. They did everything right. If you do everything right again and get lucky and don't have injuries, I don't see why Washington cannot be right back where they were a season ago and even get over the hump. Now, that's me being like the good genie, right? There's a good genie on one shoulder, there's a bad genie on the other. The one thing I have concern about with this group is the secondary. More so than the pass rush.
Really?
More so than the pass rush.
Tell me more. Why?
Because if Marshawn Lattimore, he's the guy. He is the straw that will stir the drink for this group defensively.
It does hinge on him and Trey Amos.
You know what I'm saying? If those two guys can lock up the outside corner spot, and honestly, to hell with Trey Amos for a second. They have depth. The moves they made this offseason, I think, tells you their confidence level in Marshawn Lattimore. It ain't too high. And I'm not saying that as a negative thing, but it ain't too high. You went out and brought in Super Bowl champion Jonathan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You brought back Noah Igbinoghene, albeit on the cheap. And then you drafted a corner in the second round. And look at it this way. I know from a well-placed source, if Connerly wasn't there at 29, Amos would have been there at 29. So they would have been comfortable spending a first-round pick on a corner, a pretty decent money, vet minimum money on bringing Igbinoghene back. And then you bring in a guy in Jonathan Jones. You think Jonathan Jones is coming here to ride the pine? No. He's coming here to compete. So Marshawn Lattimore, I hope you spent a lot of time with the heating pad on you. I hope you did some RDLs if you pick up what I'm putting down. That hamstring needs to be intact. Because if it's not, I'm telling you, this secondary will be in trouble. I genuinely feel that way. Here's the thing about corner. Very volatile position in the National Football League. I love me some Trey Amos. I think he could play. Trey Amos has to get coached up, though. It's a foregone conclusion that Trey Amos walks in here and earns that starting outside corner job. It's not. Same thing on the offensive line. I love this mantra and attitude that they've gone with. And it seems like it's a little bit of ass-kissing going on with Laremy Tunsil.
Because
this is the third time now this offseason that they've said he's the only guy whose job is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Not Tyler Biadasz. The other guy that people probably point to and go, yeah, badass just started center. No, not here. You've got to earn everything. You've got to compete. That gets me excited. I love that about this group. 110%. Y'all know how I get down. I want the janitors competing for who cleans the damn toilet the best. I want the chefs competing for whose, you know, sirloin is the juiciest. Give me all the competition. Inject competition right into me. I need it. But here's the thing about competition. The best guys are going to start. Not your favorite. The best. Wouldn't stun me at all if both of the rookies that you drafted early, Lane and Josh Connerly, wouldn't surprise me if they both weren't full-time starters in week one. Wouldn't stun me at all. You have depth at both of those positions. You've got to compete. And I feel like the guy who's got the best shot at starting, to me, between Trey Amos and Josh Connerly, I would say it's Josh Connerly. I think he can walk in and easily beat out Andrew Wiley for the right tackle job. I think he's a better athlete. The one thing we worry about with Connerly, and this was great about joint practicing against the Patriots. It's not that it's just the Patriots, right? You're joint practicing against a Mike Vrabel-led team. It may be a damn game out there. They may wear full uniform and play a game out there. That's how physical of a practice that will be. Can you tell that I'm excited about this? Can you tell that I'm ready?
No, not one bit.
Not a little bit? Can you tell that I'm ready?
Nah.
Because I just feel like there's so many questions. For as much confidence as I have in the group, I am assuming, and so are all of us, by the way, that like this group. If you're confident in them like I am, I think they're the biggest threat to Philadelphia. I think we get a rematch in the NFC Championship game, depending on how the seeding goes. But even if you're confident like me, there are still question marks with this group. Even if you're confident like me and think that Jayden Daniels takes the next step, you think that the defense takes the next step, there are still question marks. And I want to go through some of them. The offensive line is an improved group. They're not really a question mark to me. You know what is? Wide receiver. Not because they didn't address the position, but because nothing is won on paper, right? It's May. I have questions about who emerges opposite Terry McLaurin. I have questions about whether or not Jalen Lane can produce at the NFL level. I have questions about whether or not Deebo Samuel could turn up or not. Now, like I continue to say, I'm confident in the group. I swear that I am. But to act as if everything is peaches and roses and they fixed every problem this offseason, you'd be beside yourself. You'd be beside yourself. Our guy Marcus Edelin types it in the chat. I think you hit it right on the head. Every team in the NFL has question marks. That's okay. Let's acknowledge ours, though. Let's acknowledge ours. The Eagles have question marks, damn it. They won the bowl last year. They lost several key starters on defense. They lost their starting right guard. Every team's got questions. But I want to focus on Washington's. 301-230-0980 is the number. What is the biggest question mark in your mind surrounding the Washington Commanders going into 2025?
I got one for you right now.
Let's do it. Lay it on me.
Well, this is just some breaking news from John Kime and Nikki Javala.
Uh-oh.
Terry McLaurin is not at voluntary OTAs at the moment.
Dumb, dumb, dumb!
Now, the extension will, I have confidence it will get done, but it is the truth of the matter right now that he is not in Ashburn. Concerning or not?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it.
I have maybe faith he's just,
maybe
it'll
he's
get done.
Maybe he's just in the building.
Hopefully.
I think he's probably just in, I don't think he's not here.
That's true.
I don't believe that.
Not on the field or not in the bubble at OTAs right. Today, according to Wino, Nikki, Kime, JP.
By the way, yeah. I just... That worries me. It's not nothing. I'm not going to say I'm panicked over it. I'm damn sure not going to say it's not nothing, right? When it comes to Terry McLaurin not being there. Now, I fully anticipate them getting a deal done. If they don't, ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. But here's the other thing, right? Did Sam Cosmi hold out last year? No. So why is Terry holding out? You're a veteran, Terry. You're a leader, Terry. I want you there. I get you got to advocate for yourself. I get you got to fight for your money. I get the injury risk. Hopefully he's in the building. Him not being on the practice field doesn't concern me. Is he in the building? Is his presence being felt? 301-230-0980 is the number. We got a lot to chew on. Breaking news coming in here to the Team 980 via John Kime of ESPN, Nikki Javala of the Washington Post. First day of voluntary work for the Commanders that the media is privy to. Terry McLaurin not in attendance. He also wasn't in attendance late last week, leading many to believe that they're speculating that it's about the deal. Is it a big deal or not a big deal that Terry McLaurin not there for this voluntary practice? And then part two of this question, what we've been chewing on to start this hour. Every team in the NFL has question marks, right? If you feel like I do, and I'll be on board for it and puff my chest out with conviction and say it, I think Washington, if they can stay healthy, will replicate last year's success by making a deep postseason run. Will they win the Super Bowl? I don't know. But I do know if they stay healthy, I fully anticipate them staying on course with what they were last year with a harder schedule. But I would be a damn fool if I sat up here and acted like there weren't any questions with this team. What's your biggest question? 301-230-0980 is the number. Your call's next here on the Kevin Sheehan Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let the good times roll right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Lynnell Willingham in for Kevin Sheehan as we take you up to 1 p.m. Chris Russell, hard hat and all, going to be here from 1 to 4.
I believe he calls us clowns.
You know, the nerve of that guy.
Disrespect.
The nerve of that guy. He will take you from 1 to 4 p.m. like he does every day here on the Team 980. So definitely looking forward to that. Make sure you keep it local all afternoon long. Right now we're talking all things burgundy and gold. Breaking news that we got from our guy Mad Max at the back end of last segment. First voluntary OTA that is available and open to the media. Terry McLaurin not in attendance. Big deal, not a big deal. Also, what is the biggest question mark in your mind facing the Washington Commanders entering this season? Is it the pass rush? Is it the secondary? Is it the run game? Is it a lack of a true wide receiver too? What gets you quivering when you think about the burgundy and gold and why maybe they won't reach last year's heights? 301-230-0980 is the number. A guy running through life in the YouTube chat says every team has question marks except for maybe the Eagles, 100% true. His number one concern is the pass rush. It's a good one. Washington losing their leading sack getter from a year ago in Dante Fowler, Dorrance Armstrong, the guy that led the team in pressures. He does return. How much better does he make this Washington pass rush? 301-230-0980 is the number. Kurt is in District Heights. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Kurt?
How you doing, Lynnell?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Real quick on the Terry thing, it's not a big deal yet, yeah. Okay? But Terry's doing the right thing because you remember that linebacker that they played with John Allen in Alabama with the first goal and then came here?
Reuben Foster, yeah.
Remember first day of OTAs, what happened to him?
Yeah.
So I think Terry's doing the right thing, but I do think that, you know, they need to get that resolved, though. They need to go ahead and get it resolved.
He's not playing around with it, right? Like, what the hell are we waiting for when it comes to a McLaurin extension?
So as far as the position groups, man, I'm a throw a curve at you, man. Somebody said the pass rush is the major concern. I agree. Mm-hmm. But the defensive line is not the major concern. I think the major concern could be the offensive line, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Not because of the lack of talent, but because it may take time to get them to gel. You got to realize you
totally
got two
agree.
New pieces on the ends, and then you got a piece that's playing out of position, and then you got a piece that's hurt. So you're going to have 80% of your line playing where they weren't playing last year. Okay, so it's going to take some time to get them to gel. So that's a concern. Okay, the defensive line isn't necessarily a concern because, listen, Trey Hendrickson had 17 and a half sacks.
Mm-hmm.
How was Cincinnati's defense?
Terrible.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not really. See, if they had drafted a pass rusher, okay, an edge rusher, he's coming in at 245, 250, 255. He wasn't going to be an every down player anyway.
Correct.
Totally. Okay, so they need time to see what they have. They have some guys. They just want to see what they have. And then if they need to make a move later on in the summer, they'll make a move. But the main thing is I feel like they addressed their main problem on defense, which was stopping the run. So I think they're going to be all right. I think the defense is going to be better than what people think it is. I mean, they hung up on the sack piece, but that wasn't their problem.
No, it's not.
Year.
They were top 11 in the NFL in sacks.
Exactly.
So
you got to give, DQ and Witten them. You got to give them an opportunity to scheme up some things with what they have. And if they feel they need something, they can go and get it. Okay, they'll be all right.
And I want to give you all the correct number on that. Kurt, we appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, brother. I want to give you all the correct number on Washington's sack numbers from a season ago because I don't want to lie to you all. In terms of sacks, total sacks, 12th. So Washington was 12th in the NFL last year in total sacks. And if you're being real about it, they were really 11th because there are a couple of teams tied, or three teams tied with 45. So Washington was not as bad as some people may think. in terms of getting after the quarterback. Their sack percentage, sixth last year in the NFL. Their total quarterback pressures, that's the area where I think they got to improve. They were 26th in pressures. Got to be better than that. Got to affect and impact the quarterback more. Making that pass rush more consistent, I think, is key. But it's not more important than this run defense. If you can't stop the run, especially with the way their schedule starts out, right? Josh Jacobs, Ashton Jeanty, Bijan Robinson, Omarion Hampton. You bet your ass you better be improved as a run defense or you're going to get caught with your pants down during the regular season. 301-230-0980 is the number. No Terry McLaurin at Commanders voluntary OTAs today. Is it a big deal to you? Yes or no? And then what is the biggest question mark that you think faces this team as we get geared up for the start of the offseason program? Let's go to D.C. out in Oxon Hill. What's going on, brother?
Real quick, before both y'all start.
Yeah. Yeah, let's put him back a hole. We'll put you back a hole real quick.
Just from the desk of John Keim, because I want to keep this updated as quickly as possible. Players I don't see on the field warming up. Left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, and cornerback, Marshawn Lattimore.
Wow.
Yeah. It's interesting. Just reporting things as I see them.
You could tell Lou DiPietro to clip this off as well.
Uh-oh.
You could tell Lou DiPietro to clip this off as well. Your ass could be on U Street messing the club up at Rose Bar decades. Huh? You could be on U Street partying it up, but you can't show up to practice? Laremy Tunsil? You guys are guaranteeing a job to a guy that doesn't even have the respect to show up? See, because I was ready for Laremy Tunsil to get out of line. I was. Because he's always outside. Debo Samuel, U Street legend already.
Yup.
He's at voluntary OTAs. Marshawn Lattimore, a cat that stunk last year for them. A cat that really did look too hot. He's not at voluntary OTAs. That bothers me. Those two not being there.
Concerning.
Way bigger of a concern to me than Terry, because that's not getting off on the right foot with your new teammates. What did we talk about last year with Marshawn Lattimore? Well, he needs a full offseason to get acclimated to the program and to be around his teammates and his guys. He's missing out on an opportunity to do so. You all jumped down Chase Young's throat for not being at voluntary OTAs. You better have the same damn energy for Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore. Championship teams have their leaders in the building. DC's in Oxon Hill. My bad, man, because that's going to turn me up. Hold on. I think I may have broke the headset. I can't hear anything. Hold on.
No, you didn't break anything.
I hear you.
Do you hear him, Linnell?
No.
I hear everybody. Oh, no.
What do you got, DC? I'm back.
Okay, Max, Linnell, man, calm down. I understand the new guys need to be in there. Lattimore, Tom, all of them. Terry, I'm not worried about. It's the off season. My man, we know he's working hard. He's putting in the work. He's doing what he needs to do. And he's pretty much got the offense down pat. But the other two guys, yeah, it's concerning. Maybe Lattimore, hopefully he's still working on getting himself healthy. Tunsil, I don't know, man. He needs to be in there because, yeah, I've heard about him on U Street and everything, too. But our biggest question mark, obviously, it was stopping the run last year. So it looks like we kind of shored that up. And like the other gentleman said, you know, pass rush, we was in the top 12 in the league, and we clarified that. So I'm just thinking our biggest question mark ultimately is proving that who we are is what we showed last year. You know what I mean? And a great person told me, you're only as good as your last performance. We didn't win the Super Bowl. We lost in it. Eastern Conference, you know what I'm saying, championship game. So we just got to prove that what we did last year was legit, and I think we need to add some pieces to help us get that done. So that's our biggest question mark, is doing it again.
For sure. And I appreciate the call as always. I'm hot right now. I'm seething.
I got a couple things. One, on DC's call, if Marshawn Lattimore is still trying to get healthy and the end of May.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want him to see the field that much.
He's probably not going to be healthy.
Yeah.
I think that's well put.
And then from the desk of J.P. Finley, Laremy Tunsil rarely took place in voluntary work in Houston. I don't think this should be a surprise. Not many, or maybe not a great look on a new team, that it's all voluntary. Also, offensive line gets no real work in these sessions anyway.
I don't care.
Fair.
I don't care. Be there with your teammates. We had Sean Pendergrass from Houston Radio on, myself and Denton Day, when they made the trade.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the exact thing that he was ripping Laremy Tunsil for. He's a me guy. You know how you shake that narrative and earn a new contract? Because that's what you got to do. Everyone knows Laremy wants a new deal. You know how you earn that new deal? Show up, Laremy. Show up. Show up. That's it. You don't even got to participate. Show up and then go get your work in elsewhere. That's what frustrates me, man. I get it, though. I don't want to overreact too much because it's voluntary. But damn. The Laremy thing is especially frustrating because of all of the narratives that you heard about him coming out of Houston and him being a selfish me guy. You had the chance to dispel all of those rumors, all of those bad narratives attached to you, the perception of you. You could have changed it, but you didn't because you didn't want to show up to something that's voluntary. Come on, man. Anthony's in D.C. What's going on, Anthony?
So you don't want to overreact as you commence to overreacting?
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to D.C. Sports Radio.
Man, this is... This is the truth of when people say the media creates a narrative. What part of volunteer?
Hold on, Anthony. I'm gonna stop you one second. Y'all jumped down Chase Young's throat. Y'all acted like Chase Young was the devil because he didn't show up to these voluntary workouts. Now Laremy Tunsil does it, and it's okay.
Don't put me in y'all.
Okay, I won't put you in there then, Anthony.
What part of voluntary do people not understand? When it's training camp time, then come talk to me.
Okay. Did Chase Young skip training camp?
This becomes an issue. No, this becomes an issue because the media reports it. The team doesn't put it out.
So it's not a reflection of
the team doesn't make any mention of it.
So it's not a reflection of the player like it was on Chase Young, right?
On any player.
And Anthony, I agree with you. For the most part, I agree with you.
I'm saying it's much to do about nothing. If he doesn't show up for a mandatory training camp, then you got something to talk about. But this is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to see. Move along, as the police would say.
Well,
move along. Nothing to see here.
You know, I don't want to talk to the police, Anthony. Don't reference them.
As far as the bigger concern goes, the biggest concern is the defensive line.
Yeah.
Defensive line works in conjunction with the secondary.
For sure.
If the defensive line can produce a 25% increase in their run defense, we'll be better off.
For sure.
If the defensive line can hold the opposing offense to third and five and beyond, then the secondary will improve because the pass rush will be there, whether it be the blitz or whatever the situation is, and you don't have to worry about being in no man's land where it's third and two, third and three, and they can throw the playbook at you.
For sure.
So Anthony, the defensive line is the most important question mark right now.
I hope it turns into one of the bigger strengths by season's end, because I do think the group has potential, Anthony, as you know. I appreciate the call as always, brother man. Yeah, look, I'm going to take some time during the break to calm down and actually collect my thoughts because I'm finding out things in real time. So you're all getting my psychotic reaction on air. That's who I am, and I'm going to keep it real. These are my natural reactions. Why do y'all think I had to be subscribed to Craig Hoffman's therapy couch twice a week throughout last year? Because I'm normal? Ken is in Waldorf. What's up, Ken?
Hey, y'all had me singing. Y'all had me sing my favorite song.
What's going on, Ken?
I don't want to overreact. But damn.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, man, that was a great title. You have to admit, man. For sure. I don't want to overreact, but damn. But I feel you, man. I mean, you know, here's the thing, man. Like the gentleman said that called just a second ago, he should be a counselor, as a matter of fact, because he kind of settles you down, man.
He's calm, ain't he?
I don't know who it was.
That's
yeah,
my main
calm,
man, Anthony. That's my main
yeah.
man.
Yeah, the voice of reason. But, yeah, the only thing I'm worried about is, not even worried about, I'm just kind of wondering about, is the cornerback position, and that's that's your boy, the one that didn't show up. So, you know, we just hope that he comes out and he plays the way he played, you know, the way he played in, what, 2022, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it, man. I mean, when you asked the question, it really had me thinking because I think this team is pretty solid. And then along with that is the leadership. So that's another reason why I'm really not worried about these guys not showing up. If they don't show up, they don't earn it. We got enough leadership in that building from the top to the bottom. Got to get them out of there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if it was old school, it was back in the day where, you know, folks wasn't showing up like Chase Young and the leadership wasn't there to kind of, you know, rein everybody in, then I'd be worried about it. But
see, that's my thing. See, that's my thing, Ken, and I appreciate the call. I want to continue to expound upon that. I may take the social media for this. I may take the social media for this. You all wouldn't let me rest. You all wouldn't let Chase Young rest. I got called a Chase sexual for defending Chase Young not showing up to voluntary work. And Laramie Tunsil's not here, but he's on U Street doing the Cotton Eye Joe, and you all don't have a problem? I don't know you all as a fan base, clearly. It's a Team 980.
All right. Last night, the Nats fall in the late night matchup to the Mariners, 9-1. Mitchell Parker earns the loss after giving up 7 hits, 4 earned runs, and 3 home runs. Pablo Torre has relayed through Pro Football Talk that he is open to pursuing legal action against UNC if the university fails to comply with FOIA requests to produce records relating to Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson. The Indiana Pacers take a 3-1 lead over the New York Knicks, 130-121. Tyrese Halliburton had a historic night. He becomes the first player in NBA history with 30, 15, and 10 to produce 0 turnovers in NBA playoff history. The Edmonton Oilers, they take a 3-1 lead over the Dallas Stars. They win 4-1. Corey Perry scored the game-winning goal, and two teams looking to close out their series tonight. Oklahoma City going to face on Minnesota at 8:30 on ESPN, and the Florida Panthers attempt to finish off the Carolina Hurricanes at 8 p.m. on TNT. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One final segment to go before we hand things over to our guy, Chris Russell. We'll take you from 1 to 4. Matt Max just told me, a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame, my old pal Brian Mitchell out there helping the punt returners. Love to see it. Love to see it. Voluntary OTAs underway for the Washington Commanders. 3 big no-shows. 1 that was kind of expected. The other 2, I have no cut cards for. Terry McLaurin not out there because of the contract negotiations that he's going through right now with the team. According to J.P. Finley, Terry has been there most of the OTA sessions. Terry also got married this summer as well, so maybe he's on his honeymoon. Like, I don't want to get cynical about Terry. Marshawn Lattimore.
What are you doing, bro?
There's really no excuse for you not to be here, buddy.
What are
you doing, man? There's just none. Laremy Tunsil. There's really no excuse for you not to be here. Especially when my U Street spies, they tell on Laremy, they tell on Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who've been in the club. I have no problem with guys being in the club, by the way. You have millions of dollars. You're in the NFL. But there's got to be a separation between church and state, so to speak. If the first thing you do when you hop off the PJ from Houston is go to Rose Bar and you're not at day one of voluntary OTAs, we have a problem. We have a problem. So all the false starts that we've seen over the past couple of years, don't let it be a thing. Don't let it be a thing. And who's dressing them, by the way, too? Did you see the picture that went viral?
Nah, I didn't.
I'm gonna chill.
Hold on.
I'm going to chill because now I'm getting Percy Jackson in the light.
Nah, you got to DM me this picture personal. Now. I got to see it.
It's a sight to see, is how I would put it. Here's the thing, though. I want to know how you all as fans are going to react. I'm more so now pointing my vitriol towards you.
Oh, I think
because I had people tweeting at me, degrading me, calling me, what's the word? A Chase sexual is what I was constantly referred to as.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
Because of my affinity for Chase Young and my belief in our homegrown star, who, by the way, earned a second contract with the New Orleans Saints, so can we clap it up for that? Clearly, it wasn't that big of a problem that he missed. But you all acted like he was the devil because he didn't show up to voluntary work. Are you going to have that same energy for Laremy Tunsil, who probably doesn't even know his new damn teammates? How many of his new teammates you think he's talked to? Josh Connerly even admitted as much.
He did.
He did, didn't he?
He did. He did say he didn't talk to him about any of the alignment.
I don't know. I'm trying not to overreact. I swear I am. And I know what Anthony said. You're trying not to overreact as you overreact. This is just how I am. I'm fired up. Y'all know I've been geeked up the whole show. I'm happy about the start of the season coming. But I don't like that he's not showing up, man. That bothers me. That bothers me. Our Christmas party for work, voluntary as hell. But It's a great opportunity to seize folks that you don't get to see on a routine basis, to build camaraderie, a.k.a. be a good teammate. So what do? There's also a free meal provided. So we show up.
Damn, I would show up.
I'd show up. I'd show up. So we'll see if he's out there the next session that's open to the media. I got to check and see how the schedule rolls. I think it may be a today and tomorrow thing, and then they're back on the 4th. But I got to double check that because Little tweets at me saying it's what veterans do around the league. I guarantee you TJ Watts at Steelers OTAs, right? Name your leader. I guarantee they're there.
So, by the way, on the schedule for phase 3.
Yeah.
The May 27th through 30th, and then they take a little bit of a break, and they're back June 2nd to 6th.
Okay. As far as what's open to the media, that's what I'm curious about. But
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. 301-230-0980 is the number. I want to wrap on a couple of big picture topics around the National Football League, including some other no-shows to voluntary OTAs, one of which being Kirk Cousins as they try to figure out a situation with him. Is someone going to eat that cap and be a viable trade partner to get Kirk to be a starter? The other quarterback-centric thing that I want to get to is Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw. Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw, a little long in the tooth on television, think they probably need to replace him on Fox, but they don't need to stop putting a mic in front of his face when talking about the Steelers. He had this to say about Pittsburgh's interest in one Aaron Rodgers.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to do, bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's
that
not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
Now he does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing.
Oh, hold on. What? Roger, that was supposed to be something.
There you go.
Failure
Dan, over his head.
Dan Hanson, do you agree with that bad move that they go with Rodgers for the Steelers?
He is not a guy you'd want for a neighbor. But here in Chicago, I watched him for 15 years make play after play to win football games. And from what I understand, Aaron Rodgers' agent is basically telling the league, it's just a matter of time. Aaron's kind of cleaning up some personal matters. He is going to be a part of the Steelers. Now, whether you like it or not, to me, again,
I heard the same thing, Dan. I just don't want to believe it.
As a mercenary player, you know, you could see him in Arizona or Tampa or something like that.
Well, I hope the first thing he cleans up is his damn attitude.
Yeah. Woo-wee! I'm about to say, Terry said, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Going scorched earth on Aaron Rodgers. Now, Rodgers, I continue to say that I think he's going to sign in Pittsburgh. They met for 5-6 hours on his free agent visit. I'm sure at some point during that 5-6 hour meeting, they went, hey, buddy, when do you want to show up? You know what Aaron Rodgers probably said? As late as possible. So I think the Steelers are respecting the veteran quarterback's wishes. I'm sure they're already tampering, having him talk to Arthur Smith. We'll see what happens, though, because I guarantee you this. You talk about signing Rodgers not being Steeler-like. You know what is Steeler-like? Going with Mason Rudolph. And it ain't Steeler-like in a good way. It's going to do it, though. For the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, you can catch me tonight, 6:30 to 9:10, leading up to Nats baseball on 106.7 The Fan. If you want to get some more of me, download the podcast wherever you get it. Big thank you to Britt Giroli. Big thank you to Danny Rouye. Big thank you to video producer Brian, as well as our guy Mad Max behind the glass taking your calls. That's going to do it. Denton Day, back with you tomorrow. Tell him happy birthday. And we got a special happy birthday on the way out. Happy 70th birthday to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. One of my absolute favorites, one of my biggest advocates, one of my biggest mentors, and a big reason why I'm able to sit in this chair as often as I do. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope it's filled with plenty of cigar smoke and some good bourbon.
That's right. Love you, Doc. Happy birthday.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.